You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. The Bridge Emergency Shelter in Cortez is on a journey to find a new home. That journey started when Montezuma County planned to sell the Cortez Justice Building, where the shelter has spent about the past decade. But at the end of last month, the shelter announced plans to move to attractive land on Empire Street near the Cortez Apartments. To talk about what's next, the Bridge Executive Director Lori Knutson and Board Chair Doug Green join me now. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. Good morning.
Now that you have land set aside, what comes next? Lori?
The next steps are about 1,000 things to check off on a checklist. So we have land, but we have not passed zoning within the city, and there are a lot of hoops to jump through to do that. And we had a meeting last week, and there must have been about 8 departments of the city there, and I didn't realize that it's so comprehensive to put forth a building application. It covers almost every main area of the city.
So you have land and you have to figure out, and the city has to figure out how it will manage that land. Doug, what is on the board's mind as you look?
Obviously money. We did meet with the Department of Local Affairs prior really to deciding to build, because we had to make sure that we might qualify for funding grants from them. Once they told us that we'd probably be very high on our list, we decided to go ahead with the land, which was contributed to us, and the board has formed probably 4 or 5 different committees to evaluate various items, architectural selection, building selection, things like that.
It sounds like you must have a lot of different things to manage. It's both what kind of building as well as how much it's going to cost, right?
Exactly.
Okay. What's the time frame on all this?
Well, we are waiting. I'm hearing from the county commissioners about whether our request to have another year in our current location and pay them a certain amount per month for that privilege, that we haven't heard back yet. So our current contract with them ends middle of June.
Okay, and so that would mean if that were to go through, that would mean the bridge would be located in the Justice Building for next winter.
Yes, and we are very much hoping that will happen. It would be in the best of all worlds. It would be wonderful if we could have that year at the shelter, and as the shelter closes at the end of next April, if we could move right into a new building, because that is the most anxiety-producing time of year for both our staff and our guests.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a big turning point for your organization. How are you guys managing all this?
I think a lot of prayer, for one. Mm-hmm. But again, until we meet with DOLA and the county and figure out what their ideas are and how they mesh with our ideas, we're just doing a task at a time. You know, funding is obviously, as I said before, critical, but there's a lot of things to wrap our heads around in terms of getting professionals in to help us.
Lori, how does that look on the ground?
Well, I'm a little more hypertensive than I used to be, but other than that, I'm excited about this. So we've roughed out the shelter floor on a floor plan for what will work, and the staff are excited about that. Even some of the guests have seen that. The plans are for second floor to have housing for which people would pay to be there, and depending if they're willing to share rooms or not, we would make them as affordable as possible, and a few people, if they've signed up on the Montezuma County housing list and have come to the top of the list, may be able to be vouchered into that space. But in any case, when you said this is a new venture, it's like we've never before had the capacity to have any control over bridge housing and deciding who can go in there and, you know, for how long. That really does give us a lot of new opportunity to assist people in moving them into self-sufficiency. Very excited about that. And also the first time that we will have any ability to create any income for the bridge. Up till now, it's just like find money, and it goes out for all the services that we do But this will actually afford us a little bit of capacity to make some money to help pay for the services.
Where do you hope to see your organization in, say, 5 years?
That's a great question.
It is a great question.
I mean, ideally, in 5 years, we wouldn't exist because homelessness would have been conquered. But realistically, I think that expand our services, the things we offer, work with the city and the county and our clients to provide a dignified life.
I concur with Doug that I wish there was no need for a shelter. I don't anticipate that happening in my whole lifetime, the way things are going. There is a great need in this community to have family shelter. That's not a capacity that we would be able to meet with this build. 5 years down the line, I hope there is a facility for homeless women and children, and I hope the bridge has a piece of that, but not all of it, because that really goes in a different service area. But I think that would be great.
Lori Knutson is Executive Director of the Bridge Emergency Shelter, and Doug Green is the Chair of the Board. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.